President Obama says the economic recovery could be undermined if a budget deal is not reached by Friday and the government is forced into a partial shutdown.
I do not want to see Washington politics stand in the way of America's progress. At a time when you're struggling to pay your bills and meet your responsibilities, the least we can do is meet our responsibilities to produce a budget.
Republican House Speaker John Boehner is blaming the president for not providing leadership. Here in New York City, the Bloomberg administration is reviewing what happened during the last federal government shutdown in 1995 to see how the city was affected and to make contingency plans. Federal parks would be hit with the Statue of Liberty, Grant's Tomb, Fire Island National Park, and Ellis Island shuttered. The mayor's office says this would be a big blow to the city's tourism industry. New Yorkers seeking to travel abroad would also likely find their plans upended. In 1995, 200,000 passport applications were put on hold nationwide. Another 30,000 applications by foreign visitors for visas went unprocessed each day. City officials say services that protect life or property, such as law enforcement and homeland security, would not be affected. As for the federal courts, the Southern District of New York says operations would continue uninterrupted, while federal prosecutors in Brooklyn say they will take their directives from the Department of Justice in Washington. New York City is home to more than 51,000 federal employees. Since the recession ended in the summer of 2009, the private sector has been slowly adding jobs. Companies hired more than 230,000 people last month. But government employees are not sharing in the recovery. As states and cities try to bridge big budget gaps, they're laying off teachers, social service workers, and home health care aides. Most of those jobs are filled by women. Bloomberg Businessweek reporter Esme DePrez co-reported a story that found that while men lost more jobs during the recession, women are losing more jobs now that the recession is over. Esme, why is this happening?
That's largely due to huge losses in the government sector. We're seeing women have lost nearly two-thirds of the 378,000 positions eliminated from public payrolls. So that's really why we're seeing the gender disparity here.
Has this recession been worse for women than past recessions?
Well, there are so many factors to take into account when comparing recessions, but yes, economists say this most recent recession was the most severe for women than ever before. That's in part because it was such a long and deep recession for everyone, but also because women make up a greater percentage of the workforce and have more diversified jobs now, too.
So why is the economic recovery unfolding in this way, with men being hurt when the recession started and women being hurt now that it's over?
It's in part because federal stimulus money is running out now to states, so governors are really having to take a look at their budgets and pair government payrolls. Women make up 57% of government workers overall, and so, you know, by definition of that, they're going to lose more of the jobs if government payrolls are shrinking as much as we're seeing. So
far, your data suggests that women are being affected more than men by job losses now because there are more women making up the job sectors that are still in trouble, like teaching. But are there any sectors where the genders are more equally represented and where women are still losing jobs faster than men? In other words, could discrimination be playing a role in any of these sectors?
It certainly could. We didn't find that explicitly, but one economist did point out to me was this notion of a breadwinner bias. That's to say that if an employer has a job to fill and he has the choice between a man and a woman, it's possible that that job will go to the man first because historically a female's income was considered supplementary and so not quite as important to a family's ability to put food on the table. So it's hard to tell where, but that might be happening.
And yet many women are heads of households. What's the impact of families if women are losing out in this recovery?
Exactly. Women are more likely to be the primary caregiver to children overall, and they're increasingly the sole breadwinner for a family. So in addition, we're seeing their jobs in the crosshairs, the social services they rely on to have those jobs are being cut too, like child care and certain health services. So they're kind of caught in a catch-22 as a result.
Esme DePrez is a reporter who covers states and municipalities for Bloomberg Businessweek. Thanks so much for joining us on the 411.
Thank you.
The Dow gained 33 points, ending the day at 12,427. The S&P 500 added 3 points, closing at 1,336. The NASDAQ gained 9 points, closing at 2,800. Get the 411 as a podcast. Go to WNYC.org.